expérience en matière de combat. Au Canada, d'Haïti, bon bagage. En pile l'huile, en pile piclis. Gardez chérie. Souvent même pas danser, musique ça, pas danser, bien vivre, c'est ma chante, pas danser. Chérie, pas danser, ma maestro, à nous d'aller parler.
Puto Mayo World Party in the house. Yes, that's right. CHR 101.9 FM. It's a world party in here. Yeah, anyways, you listen to Alec the Scribbles. Time is 12:40 something, and there's a nasty rattle in the headphones. I hope it's just the headphones and not everything distorting out over the air like it used to. I'm starving. If you hear this, this is McDonald's right here unwrapping. So I'm gonna throw some music on, grab the new Bjork album, see if it sucks or not. I doubt it sucks. But, I mean, you never know. Kind of cool artwork, actually, on this thing. It's very cool. She's on fire. Anyways. Yeah, like I was saying, I'm going to play some Bjork. Album's called Volta. Track? No idea what it's called.
Yeah.
Well, that was beautiful. That was Bjork with unknown track off the Volta album. I'm going to play something by LP off his new album that I played a lot of last week. I guess this is the single off the album. I'll Sleep When You're Dead. It's called Flyontology. And we're going to hear the album version. I got a remix by Cassettes Won't Listen that I'm going to put on afterwards. And after that, I don't know. But I'm going to endeavor to mention all the songs I play because Kevin at work, one of my greatest fans, listens to my shows and then he's like, Chris, what is this song you played? And I listen to the song and I've, like, it's like I've I'm listening to someone else's show, like I have no idea what the hell I was playing, so it's for my own benefit, actually. Yeah. And in case you're wondering how I listen to my own show after the fact, well, that's through the podcasting thing we have set up on our site, www.citr.ca. You can click on the podcasting link and go from there. Anyways, I got more food to eat, so back to the music.
Flyersology. your name and then laugh. I know I found it and ain't a pen cast. The servitude of groveling framed as pain task. I gotta figure it can't hurt to ask. Suspension of disbelief and uniquely freak flash. Admission of the faithfully shaking now trapped. 30,000 and dropping, it's on and popping at last.
Keep me in the sky, that's all that I cry. I'll become your servant if it's worth your time. Keep me in the sky, that's all that I'll say. I'll become your soldier, at least for this day.
Ooh. There are no atheists in the foxhole. There's no intellect in the air. Ooh. There are no scientists on the way down. Just a working example of faith versus physics. Ooh. Scientology. Ooh. Everybody get your tickets today. Ooh. Scientology. Welcome aboard, sir, right this way. Scientology, Scientology. Ooh. Our Bible is in your seat back pocket. Tuck your head between your legs now. I adore you the same way that others always adore you. Emergency humility, just break glass. I implore you with no knowledge of dogma to conform to. I know I don't deserve it, but save my ass. And if I'm going down, let me do it in first class. The pagan is declared the heathen with wild pass. Please forgive my past that I stop dash. And anoint me with salvation and form a non-crash. I wanna live so bad. All my life I've been so arrogant. This is the vessel of my awakening. Please, Father, put your hand out, carry it. I wanna live so bad. All my life I've been so arrogant. This is the vessel of my awakening. God damn it, put your hand out, carry it. There are no atheists in the foxhole. There's no intellect in the air. There are no scientists on the way down. Just a working example of faith versus physics. This is Scientology. 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 Scientology.
And the kids say,
watch your man, I think he's breaking a band. Y'all are either on the world or destroyed while holding hands. Architect, terrible vet with bent flashback. Knee clutching a 30-odd burn, village laughing. Gas mask lashing, signal for the whirly. Worm color burden is set and flex early. Gotta beat the Russian reporter, those to the hot mind. Weatherman is such, motherfucker. Try to malign mind. Let's digress now, kings, put your cans up. Paint the city scope with the prettiest type of cancer. Watch them laser scourge every tumor like fatal relica. New York is the truancy bird, state it's of hysterica. It's a brutalized lab bunny, jumping the fence. Grab the money and a charger for the microchip embedded ahead. Brooklyn is a light, evil parts, joy, strife. I sit up in the crib of a car, these white kites out of lead. The same way that a monkey on my neck. Who caught up on my back and tried to make friends. Now I'm moving around like the fun never ends. But summer rain ain't key on my whip, plus left dance. Welcome to my bastard, the light night dance. Where everything has a meaning, but none of it makes sense. Living to show the meaning, but rather someone to offer. Fake aliens. Drumline saucers. I don't have the time and I'm searching for bigger answers. The beat is so sick, made with real bits of panther. Declare the city streets, don't take to these broken beats. Put a whole lot of time for the walk of a charter, that's just me.
What are you saying? Rich men do dangerous things. Full of monsters to New York with no kings. That's rich men do dangerous things. Full of law system, it's on where you live. Yeah, biatches, death jokes, weather maniacal.
My name is Alpha Doctor, my friend. I walk rawly, oddly, bent hardly. Fiends try to draw me. Another close copy, but not the God hardly. Sex shit sloppily, fuck yourself.
Pardon me.
Look, you're kind of scientist. Here they come to cure us all. Mine is on your money,
Johnny Brain is on the curtain call. Get it, get a strategy. That's a child of bag of seed. Even in a tenement residence, there's a pharmacy. Deadly young people, deadly new day. Young, deadly tongue kicks, stand pat and play. Dignity for criminals, science for religion. War stole the future. Pieces for bitches. Everything's a felony, relatively hellishly. Cops make guns, whistle like hands, check the melody. To learn the warship, the warship. Anything made of steel, of course, can leave corpses.
Cops on four horses.
Hot to draw quarters. The more of his thoughts are made, laws and enforced.
Quick.
Don't lift your foot off for that landmine switch till I make the 20-yard dash and cover my eyelids. We don't need no edumacation. It's no patience. My team is on a food line, blinkering the wasting. Walkies all connected. Gotta wait for the signal. Weathermen of the lefties are burning a bone gristle. Insight is disease. Feed the criminal rotary. All over the world is the same. Go fuck locally. Alpha flight airs that are rare. We rock openly.
Feeling like a kid again.
Umbilical choking me. Never shit on my back. Shut a bass, it's not openly. Don't you even whisper shit. Not even jokingly. Straight out of poison. Coming up the air again. Now the air is poison. My environment choking.
Do it again.
Desperate men do dangerous things.
Yeah, biatches. Just got a caller reminding me. Well, I shouldn't say reminding me because I didn't really know beforehand, but letting me know that LP is going to be here 3 days from now on the 15th. He's going to be playing the Plaza Club, everybody's favorite venue. 15th, I hear tickets are cheap, so no excuse for not going down and checking that out. It should be great. And in fact, I've got nothing else to play right now, so I'm going to play another track from the LP's new album. Enjoy.
The League of Extraordinary Nobodies was filmed in front of a live studio audience.
I just counted in my head how many people in this room I'm talking to that I would never get a time. Here we all being vain and looking at ourselves in mirrors very closely, nodding straight up in a line. And all the funny little stories that are told are being fueled by what amounts to nothing more than minor crime. But I'm a whore and I'm exploring territory with a party and a pussy, both a number but a dime. I've been thinking that this frozen globe chosen is a candidate to lead me to a very sudden end. Another room up in the clothes, a lovely substance with a great digger's a shovel in that dirt up in her head. The very fact is I'm sitting here with zombies talking endlessly but couldn't tell you one thing that was said. I get surrounded by the friendliest of strangers who would sooner kill themselves than give a fuck if I were dead. I just realized the tragedy of this is that her hand is on my leg and she so clearly wants to fuck. I know I'm wine and I was certainly obliged. I can't continue getting high and then confusing it for lust. I'm not an angel, but the baggie we unfolded and just split to give a lick is dripping out me colored rust. And you seem nice, but I still hate you for the moment because I'm too smart to be open. This is artificial trust. I've been noticing the fact that nothing glorious can happen anymore. We run the gamut of our filth. But here I am again, pretending spontaneity exists when idiots all lifted out their little guilt. Aren't you disturbed that everything you did tonight is something else you did already and its meaning is still nil? And all the people in your presence are just weapons. It's as simple as the theory that the dying love to kill.
Everybody, 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 everybody here is so alive. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. You would tell me if I was crazy, right?
I've been wondering how arrogant it is for me to keep doing the things that kill so many that we know.
No.
I've been noticing how quickly motherfuckers have the answers to existence just as soon as someone goes.
Go.
We change the channel for a week or so of cleansing and reflecting on ourselves, but then it's back to that old show.
Go.
I hear the tackles of the crowd laughing at us, and we haven't even gotten to the part where it's a joke. When alive, wild lights, little metal rail right, where a marvel of engineering steer me clear into the plight.
right before the bodegas open, after the peak of night, before the papers delivered. I sat on the corner and sparked the light. The same corner I perched when I zone dropped on a block first. At almost 5 o'clock, watching for sunspots and store clerk. A lone spot. It was kind of like the zone was forgot. As if the grid had been reset and could have cast at a clock. Or the stoop was stuck in the past a half minute. And I sat in it with a Lucy Noopy drift out of my lips. Taste half minute. Come on. And I felt like $100 in the pocket of a gambling lust. And a wonder shows and flow with the droids of the struggle of luck. Future droid on the run again. The sky clean, the maroon is coloring. Laid against the blue is torn from where the thunder lives. Here I was directly under it. Like some dejected little brain, he told to stay away from the mothership. Cotton ball in a blizzard of mist from brain prison. With a thought that rode on the buses. Came from conjugal visits. Fuck its way into my gray matter. The tattered territory stayed chatting and nagging till it demanded to yell it for me. And I tried to hold the thing back, but the meditation was otherly. Fixated on what a friend said and related into my struggling. Dropping all his voice, throwing an ass smothering. That we were children of poison. Never saw the seduction less repugnant. And reserved the right as a trigger man with a backup plan of self-destruction. And I touched the type of chemicals that could pull me towards that function. It's the stuff that I find hard for discussion. How the fuck do you explain your own self-destruction and still remain trusted?
Come on!
To answer the question, yes, the city wants you gone, and that's the only thing connecting us, but the connection is so strong, so how dare you assume that I sleep when you're dead? This is well outside the boundaries of acceptable behavior. I will not give you the go-ahead, and you will not be remembered fondly. I'm throwing down the gauntlet, fuck you, this isn't your decision, and for all the fuck I give, your little spectacle is ended, but don't think for just one second you've honored your obligations to me. I'm serious with my eyes, I don't find this funny, or whatever you imagine poetry, just it feels like when you combine them, I am not going without this on my watch, buddy. Nobody's impressed with your imagined sacrifice device or insurmountable regret. You are not unique to pain, and if you go, we won't be sorry. And who the hell even put me through the banality of watching this? Because many better men have gone for clearly better reasons. And I strongly must remind you that you have not even been trying, and that's the only thing remarkable about you. Stop me if I'm lying. We are always outnumbered, but we're never out militia. There's no dignity for criminals, no ministry for the wicked. In this town, you make a sound, you're the leper with the most fingers. A league of extraordinary nobodies, the other team's bringing in ringers. No faith in the majority, no hope for the little ones. Sally pulled a pistol out, Billy got a blunderbuss. So a cool fucking you feeling that makes us struggle so wondrous. Enough to arrogantly pull what's left of the rug out from under us. I think not. You in the same barrel, all this other crap's are caught. And if I have to live, you have to live, whether you like this shit or not.
Come on.
Dedicated to the drowning and the noble fertility of the desperate friends who want to watch. And my good friends who refuse to allow it to happen to me. I know who you are. I know what I'm talking about. Believe me, man. I promise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had to, you know, get spanked there for a minute. That was a bunch of tracks from LP's new album, I'll Sleep When You're Dead. LP playing the Plaza nightclub at on the 15th. So let's see, the 12th? I don't know, a couple days from now. Don't forget to pick up this month's Discorder magazine. It's also got a big article on El Producto. Not actually an interview, but just like the story someone wrote about him, I guess. And then we heard some. We heard track one from Tortura, Sounds of Pain and Pleasure. Let's see what track two sounds like. Oh. Cut that out.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was great. That was a semi-anonymous internet mashup of I Just Called to Say I Love You and Alec Baldwin calling, leaving a message for somebody. That was great. That was just, yeah. That is even better than the clip I played last week of David Hasselhoff really drunk and eating a hamburger. Although that one was pretty good, though. That was pretty. I think I might have to play that again. Yeah. Anyways, I got to give credit to WFMU, one of the radio stations out there with the greatest website in the world. Their blog is just amazing. That MP3 is available on their blog at blog.wfmu.org. Scroll down there. Oh, why is somebody calling me? Anyways, just look for the Baldwin versus Stevie Wonder. I Just Called to Say You Are a Rude Little Pig. Another track that is also on that website. Apparently this is... The artist is King Monkey. Apparently this is some of the... He's one. What would they say? The most foul-mouthed rapper ever. Arguably the most foul-mouthed rapper out there. So from 1980, not 1980 anything, just 1980... King Monkey with King Monkey Rap.
Back up in the mountain, about 4,000 feet. Down in the jungle was a coconut tree. Swinging on a branch up under the sun lived a bad little monkey called Jojo Gunn. A bad motherfucker if you ever saw one. He was sitting under the tree jacket off with nothing to do and nowhere to go. He said, I think I'll get the whole jungle in a goddamn uproar. Just then he saw the lion pass by and he wiped the calm off his hand. He said, now that's a bad motherfucker I just can't stand. I can be down to the creek so thirsty I'm about to faint. But I have to step back and let this big motherfucker get him a goddamn drink. He said, hey, brother lion, this little motherfucker been talking about you in a hell of a way. He said some things I'm damn near scared to say. I know he couldn't have possibly been your friend because he spoke of the shape that your family was in. He said your daddy was a bastard and your mama was a hoe. And you could eat pussy, but he wasn't for show. He talked about your mama and your daddy so bad that when he started talking about your sister, it even made me mad. I don't know what you're gonna do, but I'd go down there and see that big motherfucker if I was you. The lion looked up in the tree. He said, tell me who this bad motherfucker is that's been talking about me. Jojo said, you don't want to start no rumble because he's the biggest son of a bitch in the whole wide jungle. The lion tried to reach and grab Jojo by his tail. Got mad and went roaring through the jungle trail. With his head held high and his back drooped low, his tail was popping like a 44. Knocking coconuts off the trees. Even knocked a long ass giraffe down to his motherfucking knees. He ran up under the elephant under the coconut tree. He said, put up your dukes, motherfucker, cause you got to tussle with me. The lion looked at him out of the corner of his eye. He said, motherfucker, don't come down here with no goggle-loggle-loggle. He said, last night a motherfucker tried to take my life. I got home this morning, found that same motherfucker in the bed with my wife. So from that tip, you should plainly see that this is a bad time to be fucking with me. But if you insist, I will oblige, cause I'm gonna try to change the color of your motherfucking hide. Now Jojo yelled at Leo, said, go on, knock him down. Say, hell, he don't outweigh you for about 10,000 pounds. Then Leo fired a shout uppercut. The elephant took his snout and grabbed the coconut. Then Leo shot a beautiful shout right cross. That's when that coconut landed up against his jaw. Misused his rib, just fucked up his face. Broke his collarbone and knocked his ass out of place. They fought fierce all that day. It's still a mystery how that lion got away. Now who the hell come back and report what he saw? But he was a lying motherfucker when he called it a draw. So you went down there with some shit from the book. But the shit switched on you and you got your ass whooped. Your eyes all black and your nose all blue. That elephant beat the shit out of you. My old lady told me before you left, I could probably whoop your ass my goddamn self. And don't come telling me that shit about you beat, cause me and your old lady had a ringside seat. Now you're coming back here looking like tip-top toddy, with a swole-up head and a
a fucked up body. Shut up, motherfucker, don't you roll. I might swing out on this limb and beat your ass some more. JoJo was jumping on the limb up and down. His foot missed the limb and his ass hit the ground. Like a bolt of light and a streak of heat, the lion was on JoJo's ass with all 4 feet. JoJo said, wait a minute, Mr. Lion, so you didn't raise no hell. Every motherfucker in the jungle saw you jump on me after I fell. You let me get my nuts out this sand, I will fight your ass like a natural man. Better still, if I get my feet on solid ground, I'll fight the close range for 15 rounds. Now Leo jumped back for a great big fight. That damn monkey hung a limb and jumped damn near out of sight. As far as anybody could see, JoJo had his ass up in a coconut tree. He said, I'm gone, motherfucker, but I'll be back soon. I'm sitting down in the jungle to get my cutting baboon. And the baboon was 30 miles in the jungle shooting food. When the rabbit broke in and gave him that bad news, the baboon hung his stick upside the wall. He said, I gotta go, people, cutting monkey just had a hell of a downfall. He's the smartest one in the family, seemed like my brother. You know I got to go when that somebody's getting in some trouble. So back then, the fight, that was the elephant, the raccoon, the tiger, and the bear. The bad motherfuckers was the first one there. JoJo jumped out of the middle of the tree, jumped in the middle of the ring and began to referee. Said, y'all have gathered from far and near to see one of the goddamnest fights of the year. Y'all know Leo is the king of his crew. Oh, but my cutting baboon is a bad motherfucker, too. Baboon went to go to the corner to get him a little hit. The lion jumped on his back and gave him a goddamn fit. Rippled up his back, tore up his mane, tore his ass up worse than a choo-choo train. The monkey saw what was happening and ran, jumped behind a stump. Said, I'll be goddamn cutting baboon and come down here drunk. I gotta go get my clothes and get out of these sticks. They'll be at my ass in a minute. They think I started this shit. The baboon was laying on the ground. He looked up in the face of Leo Lounge. Said, please, Leo, don't hit me no more in my face. Hadn't been for that monkey, I wouldn't have been fucking with you in the first place. He said, if somebody lead their way down to his house, we'll see what the shit started all about. But when they got there, the monkey left and put a note on the door. Said, all you cocksuckers and motherfuckers, if you looking for me, I'm down in the jungle in the high street. Down there with my cutting gorilla, he weighed 985 pounds, and ain't a sumbitch in the jungle ever knocked him down. To his cutting baboon and he ran and jumped behind a stump. He said, I be goddamn cutting baboon and come down here drunk. I should have known by the way that motherfucker was thinking that he had been doing a whole lot of drinking. I gotta go home and get my clothes and get out of these sticks. They're gonna be at my ass in a minute. See, they think I started this shit. JoJo went home and he told his old lady, he's 100, pack your clothes and pack them quick. Brought baboon and cut out up there in the jungle pulling a bitch. They up there fighting like two motherfuckers. Say, it wouldn't surprise me if they killed each other. Let's get our clothes and get out of these sticks. They'll be down here in a minute. They think I started this shit. Back there at the fight, the baboon was laying on the ground. Hit up in the face of Leo Lounge. Oh. He said, please, Leo.
Man, that one sounded like it hurt. Listen to COTR 101.9 FM. My name's Chris. The show is I Like the Scribbles. And we're about 20 minutes before the end of the show. That's what I was going to say. 20 minutes left in the show here. It's 1:40 a.m. Yeah, so we heard some King Monkey with Monkey Rap, and that was pretty foul-mouthed. I mean, right from the get-go when he was... I mean, I'm not going to recap for you guys, but it wasn't bad. In fact, I think we're going to play another track from King Monkey. This is Bad Man Dan Rap. Of course, it's bad with two D's, man with two N's, same with Dan, and then Rap. has got two P's. King Monkey here on CITR 101.9 FM. Okay, I gotta say, is this not the exact same beat? Wow. Anyways.
I was tending bar, I'll never forget. It was the bucket of blood where the two first met. Hustlers and suckers from near and far, and money making hoes stood full at the bar. There was Juicy Lip Lil in the corner with the trick, slobbering like a mule with a mouth full of dick. In another corner, calm and serene, sit a bad motherfucker named the Two-Gun Green. Now Harry the faggot was bleeding from the ass, cause he backed up to a dick too fast. At the end of the bar stood Lily McDrum, a wiggle from her ass make a dead man come. Went out of the crowd and onto the floor came a bitch known to all as a stomp down hoe. She answered to the name of Mary Brown. She made more money than a hoe in town. Now as she danced to the beat of the band, the clock struck one and the shit began. In walked Dan, you could tell he was high. He had his dick in his hand and a gleam in his eye. Come here, bitch, he said, and give me some head, cause if you don't, I'm gonna slap you dead. She said, okay, Dan, you don't have to shout. Just let your money beat your big dick out. You can get cunt, asshole, or head, as long as you've got some motherfucking bread. Look at here, bitch, my word's the law. Now give me some head or I'll break your jaw. She said, I don't know why you think you're so mean. You better talk to my man, Mr. Two-Gun Green. He said, what motherfucker profess to be as rough and tough and bad as me? Just let this bad motherfucker stand. Rumble the voice of Bad Man Dan. Cats around the bar were filled with fright, cause they knew Dan was looking for a fight. He grabbed the nearest punk in sight and cracked his jaw with an overhand right. He knocked down another one with a mighty crash, then stomped the bar just to kick in ass. He shit on the faggots, spit on the hoes, broke all the chairs and knocked down the doors. He drank all the whiskey, broke all the glass, then jumped the bar and kicked the bartender's ass. They were jumping out of windows, running out the doors. Dan wasn't doing nothing but dropping pimps' hoes. He threw chairs and tables all over the place, walked up to Green and looked him in the face. He said, you must be this new punk in town that got this bitch named Mary Brown. Well, I'll fuck you up without a cause. I'll fuck your bitch and make you drop your draw. So sit down, faggot. Listen to me while I run down my pedigree. I'll have you know I'm Bad Man Dan, the baddest motherfucker in all this land. I was born in a barrel of butcher knives, raised between 2:45. I eat raw meat, needless to say. I swim the North Pole 3 times a day. My mama was a hoe, my father a thriller. I got 5 brothers and Jack they killers. I walk a barbed wire fence with a tiger in my hand. I'm a bad motherfucker called Bad Man Dan. So you see, motherfucker, you're out of luck. I don't give a fuck. Sit down, punk, and listen to me while I run down my pedigree. I am known as Two-Gun Green, the baddest motherfucker that the world's ever seen. I can be mean without even trying. I'm a bad motherfucker that don't mind dying. I walked 1,000 miles through the sunny south, just to punch a jive motherfucker in the mouth. Blood is my food, poison is my wine. I wake up even that the sun to shine. Fuck the she-lion, that a he-lion on the road. Fucked him in the ass when I felt like mo. Fuck the gorilla, a hell of a trick. Had to sandpaper ass down to fit my dick. I'm a bad motherfucker now, can't you see? I'm so bad it won't even rain on me. The whole world trembles when I shake my ass. I took this morning, bought in afternoon. I made leap year jump over the moon. Took the 4th of July and put it in May. I took this morning, bought back yesterday. Made the moon back up, even push back time. Took the duty out of food and had the devil drinking wine. For any kind of trouble, I'm no stranger. When I get up, my ass print danger. I'm the baddest motherfucker in this town. Even the ambulances follow me around. I'm the kind of nigga don't ever relax. I wake up in the morning, part my hair with an axe. Scraped the deep and down broad, just abused her body. Then cut off her arms and she couldn't tell nobody. I killed a dude once cause he was a sap. He made me laugh when my lips were chapped. Now when you met me, you met your doom. Cause I can start a fight in an empty room. You should have left here with the rest of the track. Punch your mouth, roll a check, get your ass can't catch. Dan made a pass at those last words. Green's
44 was the last sound he heard. Believe me, Jim, this is no lie. Dan went down with 9 bullets in his eye. Believe me, folks, there's a moral to the story. Chugging and jiving don't leave the glory.
That was a mean motherfucker, that's for sure. King Monkey with Badman Dan Rapp. I'm just totally whoring out this WFMU site here, so might as well go all out. Another link from the site. I mean, this isn't even music, I guess, but I think it's pretty damn cool. I guess Weird Al, James Brown, and Little Richard, we're all on Wheel of Fortune one day, and somebody recorded it and posted it on YouTube, and you guys get to listen to it right now.
There's actually 4 of them. Our next performer has sold over 6 million albums. He's now touring.
A classic. This is a classic.
Alapalooza. Please welcome Weird Al Yankovic.
And now let's meet the two super legends of rock and roll, Little Richard and James Brown.
Together again. Story is the ever popular clue, and there's an apostrophe in the puzzle. We'll show you that, and then we will ask. No, there's no T. Little Richard and James, I don't know who's going to spin, but one of you. All right. $200. We need one letter between you. Which one do you want?
Let's take an R.
Yeah, there is an R. Good choice. Spin again, guys. Spin again. $200.
H.
No H. Weird Al.
Okay, guys. Little Richard, James Brown, what's spin the wheel?
$200.
F.
Found Little Richard with us. They're going to be starting the next round in just a moment. You two guys from the same neck of the woods?
No, I'm from Augusta, really. I was born in Carolina. I bounced to have a fit. So I was raised in Augusta. Yeah. But I was very fortunate. Little Richard came to a place I was living for a short while, Tacoma, Georgia. And Little Richard saw our show and went back and told his manager. So he saw this dynamite group. And they called us up, and he was responsible for Little Richard, myself, and Otis Redding.
Good for you. Yeah, it's nice. Nice to remember things like that.
Thank you, Richard.
What a guy.
All right.
And
he was responsible for Kurt Brenner in his old age, too.
We have $3,500 space on the wheel for this round, and our category is quotation. Quickly, guys, which charities are you playing splitting the dough here?
I'm playing for Aiken County Community Action, which deals with everything, basically. But I like the thing to do for the older people. This is where it started, and we remember them. It's great.
Gotcha. A Little Richard.
George Anderson's president.
Pediatric Aid Foundation, Elizabeth Glazer.
All right. Nice to have you both here back with us. Spin the wheel. 400. T. Oh, no, but that was a good yell there, James. Weird Al. 900.
P.
There is no P. Now, here's the shot, guys. James Brown, a little richer. James is spinning. All right, 1,500. Now, pick a letter that we can find up there. Go ahead.
A G.
Yes, there is a G. $1,500, guys.
What about a vowel?
Sure.
An I.
Yeah, okay. I. Yeah, I heard I, and we'll fill in some I. Now, yeah, $1,250. You want to spin it again? Try to make
it go? I got
it,
man.
All right. Yes, there is a D. You have $2,150. Done now?
I saw it.
Go ahead, one of you.
Blue sang a Billy Holiday.
Yeah, there you go. Nice work.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thank God. Thank God.
You know.
Thank God. Thank James for being from that old school.
Shut up. Can I just ask one question?
Yes.
What's wrong with this picture? $2,150.
The drummer from a 70s punk rock band called The Germs is facing drug possession charges.
Now, he's on trial for possession of a date rape drug.
Police say the drug was contained in a bottle of soap called Dr. Bronner's.
So was it soap or was it the date rape drug GHB?
The Germs have been rocking for years, but last week, drummer Don Bowles took a time out. Courtesy of the Newport Beach police.
The van was searched. The soap was found. It was allegedly tested. It was said to be GHB. I was arrested.
Yep, it's a case of soap taking on germ.
This is totally absurd.
The president of the company that makes the soap and is paying for Bowles' defense says the product contains only organic ingredients, including olive oil and hemp oil.
I think it's a case of driving while weird. You know, he's got this beautiful girlfriend and this kind of crazy van, and he's got a fur hat. He's total punked out. And, you know, the cop just made some assumptions.
So the police said this was full of drugs. We asked the soap maker himself, Michael Bronner.
Will this soap get you high?
Absolutely not.
You've got a lot here. Which gets you high?
Sorry, you've come to the wrong shop. Obviously, there's something wrong with this test.
Yesterday, the Orange County DA agreed. Their crime lab tested the soap. The results, GBL and GHB, were not detected. All charges dropped.
Why would someone put drugs in soap? You can't drink soap. So we paid Don's bail, got him a lawyer, and ordered the drug test kits that the cops said they used. We figured that the crime lab's testing, which is much more rigorous than these kind of notoriously unreliable field test kits, was going to exonerate Don. We did some testing and found out that not just our soap, but all soaps in the world will make a false positive, as will a fair number of deodorants. Let's take a look at that. Yeah, pour in whatever substance it is, I think is GHB. Close this, break the ampule, and if the liquid turns green, like an emerald green, then it's GHB, supposedly. And if it's red, then it's a negative. It's not GHB. So let's see what our soap does.
Got television, got supervision, no sin for you.
It's organic, it's fair trade, 5 generations of wisdom. So Dr. Bronner's pure GHB, baby. Tom's is, like ours, a true soap product, so we were gonna test this and see what happens. There it is, pure GHB again. So Tom's the main, right there, folks. Owned by Colgate Palmolive now, so Colgate Palmolive. Pangea, good guys. Real soap.
Like what we see, taking it just from that machine.
Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps, you know, we're a true soap. We're talking about true soap versus fake soap. So in a true soap, what do you got going on? Basically, you're saponifying various vegetable oils. And in a good soap, what you want to do is you want to have a nice, good shot of organic saponified coconut, which gives a very nice high lather. And it's good cleansing. It's a good soap in hard water conditions. And critically, we've got some hemp oil. Hemp oil is a beautiful oil. It's an 18-carbon chain oil with a lot of omega-3 fatty acid. Triple unsaturated, very emollient on the skin, makes the lather less drying, very smooth. Basically, there's nothing more elegant than a properly formulated soap. It's just the most beautiful lather. It's great skin feel, great after feel. The number one thing that makes people react to cosmetics are preservatives. They're basically there to kill life. Soaps are naturally self-preserving. You don't need synthetic petroleum preservatives. So now what makes a fake soap a fake soap? It has instead detergents. There's many different kinds of detergents. There's more ecological, more plant-based, and then there's pure petroleum. And then there's this whole middle range of hybrid petroleum and vegetable. So Dial, we've got the primary surfactant ingredients, sodium lauryl sulfate, ammonium lauryl sulfate, decoglucoside. Okay, well, what do you got there? So sodium lauryl sulfate, that's the number one ingredient. Well, it sounds kind of natural because it indicates lauryl alcohol from coconut. But the ETH is the giveaway because that tells you that there's a ethylene oxide has been attached to the lauryl alcohol. So basically what you've got is you've got a coconut fatty acid chain with a whole bunch of ethylene oxide from petroleum attached to it. No sin for you, me a blitz, me a blitz, me a hit me more. There's no soap in here, not even one little bit of soap. Not green. Again, total negative for soap. We have no soap. There's going to be no soap in Nature's Gate liquid hand soap. Sodium C14-16 olefin sulfonate. Well, that's a pure petroleum surfactant. There's not one molecule from a natural source there. No. See? No soap in Nature's Gate liquid hand soap. Nature's Gate Organics liquid hand soap has no soap, which means detergent, which means no organic. You can't make detergents out of organic anything. It's petroleum and conventional vegetable feedstock. Naturally antiseptic and gentle. Sorry, EO. No soap in EO hand soap. Jason, pure, natural, and organic soap. Nah. Not one drop of soap in pure, natural, and organic soap. Pure, natural, and organic synthetic detergent-based product. Real soap. Turns green. If it doesn't turn green, it just stays this orange-red, then it's fake. There's no soap in any of these products. All these products that call themselves soap, pure, natural, and organic soap, there's no soap. It's all detergent, and that's what these prove. It's all orange, orange and red. There's not a molecule of soap in these products.
So Bronner's suggestion regarding their magic soap?
You can use it for anything, except for getting high.
And trying to decide which patient gets the most of it.
Well, that's about it for this week's show. I think I'm actually going to take off on time this week because I've got a long ride home and it's cold out there on a motorcycle. Let's see what I can play. I got to find something to... I think I know what I'm going to leave on until morning. Last week I played something really gay, and I'm going to play something really gay again this week. In the meantime, I'm going to play some Butthole Surfers, which is totally not gay. apologize for the dead air there, but that was so great that I had to go look up a CD in the library and grab it off the shelf. Forget the Johnny McGovern. I know what I'm going to play on repeat until morning. Otto von... I don't even know how to say that. Otto von Schrock. With... what was that track called? Gagged Gizzard Goo. A great vomit track. Anyways, we're going to hear Otto von Schrock's album, MaxiPad Detention. Bling, gore, and diamond-soaked kick drums for the reptilian women. Anyways, interesting stuff, so check it out for a while. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys next week. Don't forget LP on the 15th at the Plaza. I'll see you guys there.
Just Yo, what's up? This is hip hop.
Dimethyltryptamine.
Busting caps, no hats, feel the...
carjacks and drive-bys. Carjacks and drive-bys.